Madam President, thank you. I hope you'll permit me a slight deviation from your conduct rules for this conference to allow me to congratulate you on the assumption of the presidency of the fifth review conference of the CCW. I assure you of our full support towards achieving a consensus and constructive outcome from this review conference. My delegation believes that this conference provides a valuable opportunity to not only review the implementation of the Convention and its protocols, but also to agree on specific measures with the aim of strengthening the CCW framework. The CCW is a significant instrument of international humanitarian law within the UN framework. The Convention and its annexed protocols, while stipulating measures to mitigate humanitarian concerns arising from the use of specific weapons and weapon systems, also take into account the military necessity of such weapons, thus striving to strike a balance between these two concepts. Over the years, the Convention has evolved dynamically and demonstrated its continued relevance through the successive adoption of its five protocols. India remains fully committed to the Convention and its annex protocols, as well as the humanitarian principles that they embody. We have ratified all the five protocols annexed to the Convention and amended Article 1 of the Convention. We are committed to ensure the full implementation of our obligations under the CCW and its protocols, including amended Protocol 2 and Protocol 5. I like to focus on four issues in my statement today, and these are universalization, implementation, IEDs, and lethal autonomous weapon systems. On universality, we firmly believe that this remains critical for the success of its convention and its annex protocols. We note with satisfaction that steady progress has been made towards this goal since the last review conference. From 114 adherents to the CCW in 2011 to 123 today, the progress has been noteworthy. Equally remarkable has been the progress across all the other protocols, in particular Protocol 5, with adherence rising from 76 in 2011 to 91 in 2016. We welcome the accession of Bahrain, Cote d'Ivoire, Algeria, State of Palestine, Iraq, Grenada, Zambia, Kuwait, and Burundi to the CCW and several other states to its various protocols since the last review conference. India fully supports the plan of action on universalization as well as the sponsorship program. I am pleased to announce that India will be further contributing $10,000 towards the sponsorship program this year. Equally crucial towards the success of the CCW and its protocols is the implementation of the compliance mechanism. India has regularly submitted its annual report on compliance every year since 2008, and we support measures aimed at encouraging submission of compliance reports by high contracting parties. We express our appreciation for the work carried out by the ISU and call for greater predictability and stability in the financial situation of the CCW, which would ensure that the ISU could continue with its work. Madam President, the discussion on IEDs under AP2 has been useful in addressing the threats posed by the use of IEDs by terrorists and non-state actors. We support continuation of these discussions under the CCW framework. We support in particular the adoption of a declaration on IEDs at this review conference as recommended by the 18th Annual Conference of the Amended Protocol 2. On lethal autonomous weapon systems, we support continued discussions in the CCW on the basis of the mandate agreed at the meeting of experts on laws held in April this year, consistent with the objectives and purpose of this convention. In our view, the issue of laws should be analyzed from the twin perspective of its compatibility with international law, including IHL, and the impact of their possible dissemination on international security. Our aim should be to strengthen the CCW in terms of its objectives and purpose through increased systemic controls on international armed conflict in a manner that does not widen the technology gap among states or encourage the increased resort to military force in anticipation of lesser casualties or in the expectation that the use of lethal force could be shielded from the dictates of public conscience. We see merit in the continued consideration of laws on the basis of an agreed mandate and look forward to work out an acceptable way ahead at this review conference. Before I close, I'd like to place on record our appreciation for the work of the ISU and for the active participation of the ICRC and other relevant NGOs in the CCW process. Thank you.